You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. It's time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Basketball is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Imogen Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. Now let's head courtside with our own Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Tim Tibbs, and good afternoon from Sturtz Arena is what the name of this place is. It is on the campus of Hall High School in Little Rock as we welcome you to today's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball special broadcast because it is the start of the postseason for the Bomber Boys as they are getting ready to take on the Warriors of Little Rock Hall. And we welcome you into the Arvest Bank pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 12-14 on the season. The Bombers' last game, of course, was two nights ago. The Bombers finished the regular season up with a good win over Searcy in that contest. As for Little Rock Hall, it's going to be a tough matchup for the Bombers, who, by the way, enter this tournament as the number 60. Hall is the three seed in the tournament. The Warriors are 21-6 on the year. And they've had some impressive wins this year, including Watson Chapel. That's actually the only common opponent between Mountain Home and Hall that we know of. Hall beat Watson Chapel earlier this year, 62-43. Mountain Home lost to them when they played them in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament during the Christmas break, 48-36 in that contest. But Hall has had some other good wins, including Portsmouth Northside, Bryant, Little Rock Christian, Little Rock Parkview. Always a big rivalry for Hall to play Parkview. Also, Pulaski Academy, Jacksonville, Maumelle, and J.A. Fair. Had some tough losses. Actually split with Parkview, split with Pulaski Academy, and also Fair and Memphis South. Actually lost to a South Wind, which is from Memphis, Tennessee. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Little Rock Hall in just a moment. This is the Arvest Bank pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home, in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
And we welcome you back into the Arvest Bank pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home is getting ready to play their first game in the 6A East Conference Tournament against Hall down here in Little Rock at Cirque Arena. Let's take a look at the starting lines for both teams. First off, we'll start with Mountain Home. They are in their road blues this afternoon, I'm so used to saying tonight, with a record of 12-14 and coached by Josh Fulcher. They will be going with the following stars. They'll be going with David Waymeyer, a 6'9 senior. Also, Luke Cruz will be in the starting lineup, standing at 6'2, a junior. Colton Peters, a 5'11 junior. Talon Benton, a 5'10 junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Garrett Dietschy, a 6'5 senior. for the Hall Warriors in their home whites today, coached by John Coleman. Again, they are 21-6 on the year. John Coleman's been with this program a long time. He was the former assistant coach to George Sirks, and then after Sirks hung it up, he took over the reins. He'll be going with a 6'4 senior in Xavier Madison. Kayvon Cooper is a 6'7 junior, a 6'3 junior, Jared Smith, another junior in Gregory Johnson. He stands at 6'4, and rounding out the starting lineup for Hall is Jonathan Coleman, a 5'10 junior. So again, for Mount Home, it will be Waymire Cruz, Peters, Benton, and Deechee. And for Hall, it will be Madison, Cooper, Smith, Johnson, and Coleman. Let's go ahead and take a look real quick at what else is going on in the 6A East Memphis Conference Tournament. West Memphis is going to be hosting Searcy this afternoon. The Blue Devils are the top seed in the tournament, and Searcy is the number 8 seed. The winner of that game will play the winner of the 4-5 matchup. The 4 seed is Pine Bluff, and Marion is the 5 seed. We'll take another break. We'll talk more about this tournament in just a moment. You're listening to the Arvest Bank pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back on the Arvest Bank pregame show, as Mount Home's getting ready to take on Little Rock Hall in the first round of the 6A East Conference Tournament. Again, we mentioned the 1 seed, West Memphis hosting Searcy, the 8 seed this afternoon. Blue Devils 25-2 on the year, Lions 9-18. Now, Pine Bluff is and Marion, that's the 4-5 matchup. The Zebras are the 4 seed with a record of 14-9. The Patriots are the 5 seed at 13-13. Jonesboro is the number 2 seed in the tournament. They'll be taking on the number 7 seed, Jacksonville. The Golden Hurricane are 20-5 on the year. The Titans are 12-14. And by the way, that's going to be an important matchup because Mount Home is going to be playing one of those two teams in the next round. If Mount Home wins, they'll play the winner of the Jonesboro-Jacksonville game. If Mount Home loses, they'll play the loser of the Jonesboro-Jacksonville game on Tuesday. And if their opponent happens to be Jonesboro, then Mount Home will go to Jonesboro for that game. And if Jacksonville is the Bombers' opponent, then Mount Home will have home court advantage because they'll be the 1 seed higher. So they'll be back on the home floor for that one. Let's take another break. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mount Home and Hall coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Well, Hall won the tip, and they turn it over with a pass in the lane that was stolen by Dave Waymar. So Mountain Home back the other way. Mountain Home's moving right to left in this first half. Here's Piers with follow up at the top. He's going into the lane, going up for the left, and they're going to wave it off. They're going to call him with an offensive foul. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Bombers. Here comes Hall back the other way with it. Ball's over on the right side, now up top with Coleman. Over on the left wing, now it goes to Johnson. Johnson looking to drive toward the paint, now kicks it back out to Coleman. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Dichy, and back on the Bombers. We're a little over a minute into this contest. No one has scored as of yet. Peters with the ball on the left side, now dribbles up to the top, goes over toward the right. Hall in a man-to-man defense. Peters gives it to Benton, who now has it up at the top, very nearly.